Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for July 23rd, 2020. It's Thursday. Is it Thursday? It's Thursday.
It is.
Week has gone by fast. On today's show, we'll talk about the kids going back to school and all the plans, allegedly, that the districts have for that. They're starting to release them, and that should be fun. First, we'll talk about golf.
Yes.
As a dad of two and a white man, I am required by law as I approach 40 to play more golf. I'm told.
Have you ever?
Yes. I tried to pick it up years ago, and I slice everything. I mean,
okay, Shank. Okay, so you're like Shankopotamus.
I am Shankopotamus Rex. Like, it is just. So I was doing it for like a couple summers, just casually driving range. Played a couple rounds with some people. I'm terrible. I gave it up. And then last summer, I'm like, you know, because I'll never forget this. Rich Eyed, he is the person who owns Dick Eyed Honda in Rochester. He told me I did one of those, you know, you're in a foursome and best ball tournaments. And I was playing with him. And he told me once, he's like, you got to learn how to play golf. He's like, not because you need to be good at it, but he's like, because you do these things and you're always doing business with people like this, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's a good game or not, whether you think it's the dumbest thing ever, it doesn't matter. You have to learn to play golf because so much business is done on a golf course. And I thought,
interesting.
That's good advice, actually, because there's a lot of rich guys that play golf.
It's a very white man mentality.
Boy,
too.
Boy, is it ever. I feel like I got to wear khakis. But last summer, I'm like, well, I'm not playing hockey anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm old and everything hurts. And my wife got sick of me getting hurt for some reason. I don't understand that.
You can get damaged very easily in hockey.
Listen, not that easy. Yeah, pretty easily. So I said, I'll get some cheap golf clubs at Walmart. I did. And I'm going to just go to the driving range and see if I can figure it out. And you know, I took my time. Went slow, didn't try to manhandle the ball because, you know, if you don't try to hit it hard, you're not a man. No, I'm just going to take a nice, easy swing, just try to hit it straight. And last summer, I played some rounds, and actually, I wasn't good, but it was like, hey, he hit a drive, that was the best ball on that one. And hey, he hit an iron, that was the best ball on that one on a few occasions. It was like, okay, I'm playing a little golf. I like it. Why the hell are we talking about this? You went to the driving range.
I did.
Is this something you do?
I
mean, you're a woman. You're not allowed to play sport. No, I'm kidding, obviously. I'm just joking.
Very funny.
And that's not why I'm asking this. I'm asking just because I'm always surprised when anybody plays golf that doesn't fit an exact category of someone who would like golf. Like, I don't look at you and go, there's a golfer. That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Thank you. I'll bet slightly backhanded, but...
Yeah, probably.
So, I actually started playing golf when I was... little, like, I don't know, maybe 7, 8,
really,
maybe a little older, like 8, 9. Yeah, my dad is a member at SOTUS, okay. Has been for many, many years. My dad is a huge golfer, mm-hmm. has been forever, and he got me lessons, and I was in tournaments when I was a kid, and my favorite part as a kid was driving the golf cart.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I like that now.
My dad, me too. My dad was not super patient, so I didn't really like it a whole lot then.
Okay.
Because it felt tedious, and I didn't really want to do it, but I knew he wanted me to do it. So, fast forward to me being 36.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, I was like, you know, I want to play golf with dad. I haven't done that in over 25 years. Tried to get my dad out there. He ended up coming to Syracuse one day, and... husband and kids and I all went to the driving range, and the kids were hitting balls too. And I was like, I really want to do this. And then this summer I got some hand-me-down clubs from my sister-in-law who wasn't using them and went out and played my first round of 9 holes in 25 years and actually did pretty well. Huh. So I've been out golfing, I would say at least 8 times since beginning of the summer.
How do I not know this? Like, how do I not know that you do this? We talk all the time.
I know. I don't know. Well, it got me. But my dad, you should see my dad. He is like a stage mom now.
Yeah.
Like, he bought me a golf lesson for my birthday. Because nice. I've had a I have a very nice swing. I've always had a very nice swing, which is what my dad will tell anybody that will listen.
Okay.
But got me a lesson, and he went to the lesson with me. And before the instructor came out, he's like setting up the ball and the tee frame. He's like, "All right, you're gonna do when she comes out. You're gonna, okay, it's, she'll go over this. She'll go over this." And then he sits back and he gets his phone out and he takes video of the entire lesson.
That's adorable.
So it is. So I said, I was like, "Dad, you're like a dance mom." I was like, "This is so great." And then So when I talked to you earlier, I was going to the driving range to kind of check to see, you know, try and figure out how far I hit each club because I'm okay. I do pretty well, but I need to finesse my game a little more.
All right. I'm still, I don't know what clubs are best still. I mean, I know when to use an iron and when to use, I suck at hitting a wood, giggity. I really suck at all of the woods. I'm terrible. I can't do it. I can't explain it. Irons, I've always actually been all right with irons. This is the whitest conversation we've ever had on this show. drivers, I've so struggled, great. But I'm getting better at it. But I don't know. Like, golf is the game you're supposed to hate when you're young. Because...
Really? You think?
Yeah. Because, right? I mean, it has to be because your dad plays it. Stuffy white people play it. They have their stupid, you know, outfit and they get too mad about it. Because that's one thing. That is one thing that makes me uncomfortable about the game. And I always, if I play in, I only play in like foursomes and that sort of thing. That sounds dirty too. But I only do that.
Who's being filthy now?
I know, right?
I've been on my best behavior today.
Which
so
I'm
far.
Impressed. Yeah, give it time. But I always tell the guys or girls or whoever's in the group, I'm like, I don't take this seriously. I suck. I don't count on me for anything. And if you're going to be like that, tell me that's fine because I'm going to go to the bar and just I won't play because I just can't. But since moving to Syracuse, I found a nice group of guys who I will play with on a, you know, anytime like so Friday, tomorrow, right? Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
According to the show, not according to when we're recording the show, I'm going to play in the Upstate Open for Upstate
Hospital.
Oh, I'm
playing tomorrow too.
Where, are you playing in Upstate Open?
No, I'm going to play in Rochester with my friend. And actually, my husband's going to be playing tomorrow as well.
Oh, very nice.
I know.
So I'm going to do that. And it's going to be me and the great Tom Owens from B104.7. He's retired now, but he's back in town. So Tom and I have always been good friends. And Dollar Bill Drace and my boy Scott Brooks, who are all people I work with, and I'm gonna be the person who brings us all down, but we're gonna have fun, and that's all I care about.
Now I have been told that drinking while playing can improve your game.
Does it improve your game?
I have never really done it extensively. I've had a cocktail while playing one time. And I don't think that helped.
but
telling dirty jokes while swinging got my mind off of what I was doing while I played with another friend. And I actually had a couple of really good shots in a row because I wasn't overthinking what I was trying to do.
I can tell you right now, as a person who has studied this extensively, that on the golf course, when you have several drinks of some variety, any variety, that as long as you've not drank so much that you can't swing or stand or walk or function, that your game absolutely gets better. Not because it actually gets better, but because you just don't care anymore. And feelings
and
go out the window. It's great. I don't feel feelings anymore. This is great. Well, I was in a golf tournament last summer and it rained and it was like early. So it was in the spring and everything was muddy. And it was me and Kobe from who used to be on the radio here. He's a great guy. And we were driving in the golf court and we got it stuck in the mud and I ended up, and so I got muddy from that. And then I fell literally my ass all the way down a hill because I slipped and I had just mud all the way up my ass and it was cold and I'm miserable. And I think it was Tom Owens who's like, drink this. And I just started drinking bourbon and I was good from there. I didn't care anymore. That was great. I don't know if I was hitting the ball very well, but I was having good times. That's all that matters. We'll be right back. Amy, I'm looking at the Greece Central School District's hybrid learning model for what happens if the kids go back to school.
Oh, God, what does it say?
That's a really good reaction to it. There's a lot. Based on guidance from, this is directly from the Greece School District, based on guidance from the New York State Department of Health, the Monroe County Department of Health, a bunch of department, whatever, a hybrid learning model appears to be to best address the health and safety of our students and staff. On defined days, some students learn remotely and others learn at school. This limits the number of students in classrooms and on buses and in hallways at one time. The plan is subject to change and dependent on the government's approval. Students will be in four groups. Group one goes Monday and Thursday. Group two goes Tuesday and Friday. Group three includes English language learners and some special education students on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday. Weird. Okay, there's a whole thing there. Group four are students who are choosing to learn remotely 100% of the time. So if you want your kids to go to school under this model, this is not all models, this is the Greece Central School District's model, your kids will either go Monday and Thursday and then be at home, or Tuesday and Friday and then be at home.
It sounds like, that description sounds like a big old cluster F.
Right?
It sounds like it's like reading stereo instructions. Like, it really doesn't.
It's like getting any of the things I've got in the mail for her daughter to put together. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and it's usually from China.
Yeah,
it's like not quite.
Please, please, once again, this is Trump's America. Please say it correctly. It's China. Always say China. You think
the name's China?
Sup?
Tell me China. What movie that's
Sup?
From.
Oh, I can see her. Why can't I name the movie, though? What's the movie? I'm going to be so mad.
40-year-old.
Ah!
The name's Gina. Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that movie. And I just
Hi,
could
Gina?
Not.
No.
It's Gina. Sup? Oh, my God. So good. All right.
You're like a pretty girl. Wow. That took a quick left turn. All right.
Honestly, it's so confusing that, you know. I almost would rather them just be at home. Almost. If this is what... Because a lot of school districts are talking about doing something like this, where the kids go for only part of the week. What sucks about this is, well, obviously parents. Because what are you going to do on the other 3 weekdays if you both have to go to work? Now, I would imagine that most of the jobs are going to stay remote, but yes, Amy.
Well, I was going to say that the way that it has been talked about from some teacher friends of mine, mm-hmm. now, whether or not this is going to happen exactly like this, but that you're going to have two groups of students, group A, group B. Mm-hmm. Group A is going to go to school Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to remote learn on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, Friday is going to be group B. So the teacher will be at school 5 days a week.
Right.
And basically having to do two jobs, because not only are you in charge of the students that are sitting in front of you in the classroom, but you also have to try and put a remote learning lesson together for the students that are at home, because they can't just sit home and do nothing. It's going to be 5 days a week of instruction. It's just what that instruction looks like is a mess. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say, and in my case, particularly, I'm a TA. And I applied for a full-time TA position, but I don't know, not only do I not know if I'm going to get hired, because I don't know if they're going to have the staffing for it. But so does this mean if the same kid that I was with in kindergarten, they want me to move up to first grade with him, am I there with him for 2 days out of the week, and then they don't need me for those other 3 days? Or are they going to utilize me for another kid that needs a TA for the other? And then my own kid's going to be at home. Are my kids going to be on the same day schedule? Man, I hope so. Boy. I feel like they would have to do that by families, because you can't have two kids in the same family on different schedules, because if a parent is trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Now, thankfully, my husband and I have pretty flexible schedules, so we could probably handle it, but it's going to be miserable.
Well, and that's the thing. You guys have flexible schedules. A lot of people don't. They just have 9 to 5.
Exactly.
And I just sit there and I go, okay. Because it was already hard. It's already hard enough. Now, on the bright side for parents. Okay, so if you're a parent that's had to have some kind of daycare situation this entire time since school was closed, okay, well, at least 2 days out of the week might help you. But it's still not, you know, great for
well,
those.
And then,
yeah.
But then if your kids are at daycare, they're not doing their schoolwork, most likely.
Right.
Because the babysitter shouldn't be in charge of the teaching, the educating. Like,
no,
really?
I know.
Especially if they've got other kids, especially if they've got a range of kids and ages. It's just, I am nervous for what the kids are going to actually retain.
Well, I would say that the thing that, and a lot of company, including my company, we're doing a lot of talking about this. And that's, now in my business, we're in radio, so we have pretty definite on-air shifts, right?
Right.
But for the most part, I think we're finally understanding, and I there's nothing good about coronavirus. I think but I know that we're watching the business world change, and my hope is that what comes out of this is that a lot of jobs simply do not need to be 9 to 5. And they really just need to, and they really don't need to be 40 hours a week either. And no one needs to take a pay cut. Most people only do I forget what the number is, but they only do a few hours of actual hard work a day.
Oh my God. Take into account all the time that you're screwing around on social media or chatting with your coworkers or just whatever.
And that's, just to be clear, some people are like, well, they're not being efficient. No, that's just how people are. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're a good worker or a bad worker. Some people are good at hiding it. Some people aren't. Some people poke away at things differently. But ultimately, some people are the type of people, and I've always been that type of person. Okay, it's time to work. Okay, let's go. How long is this going to take me? However long it takes me? Okay, cool. Because I am the type of person who can get an 8-hour load of work and have it done in 4. And that's just the type of person I am. And does that mean I'm not as good of an employee? No. It just means that I can get stuff done faster than other people. Doesn't mean I'm better than them either. It just means that's how I work. And so,
yeah. When I lived in North Carolina, I often would refer to it as like my New York work ethic.
Yes.
Like I was... Everyone was always surprised how much I got done and how efficient I was. But that's just because it's faster paced.
Yes.
Everyone's on like beach time there.
Right.
Like people would sometimes show up late or not at all for appointments. And I'd be like, what is happening? Like, I mean, I'd show up to work in jeans and a t-shirt, but I was getting stuff done.
Right. And my point in bringing this up is maybe we've reached that point where we can admit this and accept this as not a bad thing at all. And if parents who are able, because you know, look, some people, you work in a factory, you got to be there for the stuff. I don't know what to tell you. You work on the radio, this is the time you're on. You know, you're a teacher, this is the time school is. But for so many people, you're working in an office, you're processing paperwork, you're doing customer service, you're doing data entry. It doesn't matter if you do it from 9 to 5, or from 7 to 3, or from, you know, 11 at night until 6 in the morning, or whatever. It really doesn't matter and shouldn't matter. If you can get your work done and do it accurately and well, who cares where you are, who cares when you do it, and who cares how you do it, just as long as it gets done.
Which I feel like works, but then think about people at, like, call centers who have to be there because people are calling between the hours of 9 and 5.
Sure.
So there are certain things, but
there's always going to be certain things.
Right.
Most certainly. But those jobs can still be done at home, where at least they can be around and not have to get, I mean, it's going to be hard, but not have to get a babysitter. Or they can at least only get a babysitter for a couple hours, maybe, or during when they know it's busy, or whatever it may be. We're entering a time where we can be much more flexible with where people are and when they're working or how they're working. And I think we have to be, because I have a feeling this type of learning is not going away. I really do. And because that's the thing. Like we see. Yeah.
Oh, no. Before I forget, in the plan for Greece, are the middle schoolers and high schoolers still going to school?
Yes.
And I ask because I believe around here in Syracuse, there's talk about the middle schoolers and high schoolers strictly working remotely, not going to school at all. Because it's just going to be elementary.
Because they know how to do homework and they know how to read. They know how to do a little bit more. And I could see the plus. I mean, there's also a lot of studies that show that kids who are 10 and under really, they don't pass the virus quite as aggressively as people who are 10 and over.
Interesting.
This is the recent studies. This doesn't mean it's right. This is just what I was seeing today. And also they just have the lowest amount of health problems from the virus. So they can still pass it though to grandma and grandpa, but the point is maybe younger kids in school we can kind of get away with if we're all safe. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being the case where you have elementary school kids in the middle schoolers and high schoolers don't. You know, like my son is delayed in a couple areas. It's fine, but he's got a speech
thing.
Yeah,
he needs all of his services.
He does, and he gets it remotely, but he really needs it in person.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I don't need him to go to school. I don't want to. Like, it's not like that. I'm really not one of these parents.
My kids to go to school.
I can't take it anymore. These kids. No, it really isn't like that. He's been fine. He's been great. I just feel bad for him because he's frustrated being at home with me. Because he wants to be here, but he don't want to be here. He wants to be with his friends. He wants to be with his teachers. He wants to be in an environment that is structured that way, not here where there's, you know, switch.
I'm disappointed for kids right now because this is not how school is supposed to be. Mm-mm. This is not, I mean, I, it's, you know, it's nobody's fault, obviously, but it's just, mm-hmm. is what it is. It's just kind of sad. I feel like they're just like the kids that are going into their senior year now.
Yeah.
Like, oh God.
Yeah. But at the same time, I just kind of like, I understand, but. High school wasn't magical for me. I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't magical.
I'm talking about, like, the athletes and the kids that are getting ready to look for colleges and scholarships and, like, come on, prom and homecoming and...
Who cares about prom? Prom. Prom is
You're such a wiener. It's fun.
Listen, just because it was a fat kid who wasn't popular, and I'm bitter about it, and have become a wiener
popular.
Because of it. No, prom was okay. The prom was okay.
Not just prom, but like all of the big things that go with, you know, school.
Yeah, I don't know.
Musicals, choir concert, band concert, classes.
I know, and I. Here's the thing: you're absolutely right. For whatever reason, I don't have a lot of empathy for that, and I don't know why that is. I actually don't. Because when I sit here, I go, no, you should be empathetic toward that because, you know, fine, who cares. It's not like that hurts them. It's good for them to. It's good for kids to have that. It's not like I didn't have anything good. I was in choir. I went on the New York City trip. That was awesome. I played sports. I did all this. It's not like it was all bad. It was. There was lots of good. But for some reason, I'm like, eh, they'll live. And I don't know why I see it that way. Maybe it was because college was so great for me, and I just know what they have on the horizon.
Do you feel bad for the college kids then?
Yes.
You are.
I really do. I feel so bad. First of all, how much money they're spending. Okay.
Yeah.
And so many of these kids, they're not getting a break on tuition, even though they're going to be learning remotely. And that sucks. And then they're missing out on all this partying. And that's just the worst. So, I mean, some of it seems like a lot of kids are still partying, and that's the problem. That's the problem we have in New York City right now is you got all these kids who are out. I hate to be like, you kids, but no, really, you guys got to stop it and wear a mask. But I for some reason, I feel worse for them. Because I think it's because college has become the actual last hurrah, not high school. It used to be high school.
Okay,
was,
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, now you kind of have to go to college. You don't have to. I can't stress enough, you do not have to go to college.
But you get a lot of, you make a lot of friends, hopefully have some good experiences.
Like, it's high school, but with drinking and freedom. You know, like, it's kind of great.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, it's wonderful. There's a meal plan. Like, you just go to the thing.
Yes.
You can leave with the food. It's not good. It's not bad either. You just eat it. There's a gym. If you want it.
I want to go back to college.
Doesn't everybody want to go back? And that's what I mean. Like, that's who I feel bad for. Because everybody, there isn't a person I know who went to college and, like, really went to college and did it, who is like, I wouldn't want to go back to college. Everybody wants to go back to college. College was the best thing ever. It was so good. I lived in a house of women. Literally, I was the only guy in that house.
How did you draw that straw?
Well, you know, when you're me.
Okay.
No, I am a nice young man. I am a nice young man, Amy. A very nice young man.
Are you really?
A very giving man.
When a guy says he's really nice, are you really that nice?
I was a very giving man.
Yeah, who's filthy today? Mm-hmm.
I didn't say what I was giving. Compliments.
Love. It was implied.
Respect for women. Thank you.
Shut up.
Amy, what'd you learn on the show today?
It's not something I actually learned, but that school is probably going to be a cluster.
Yeah. One day on, one day off, one day on, one day. Sound bad.
Oh, God.
I learned you play golf. I had no idea you play golf. So
I can't wait to hear how you play tomorrow.
Probably not well, but but I promise you, I will have fun, which is...
I'm going to have a lot of fun, too. I'm excited. I love to play golf, so...
Excellent. I am in... when you guys listen to the show, I'm in Rochester today, so that'll be fun. So that'll be good. Paying a little visit to those studios, getting ready for some things. So we'll record... You know, probably from there tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll both be in Rochester. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll be in Rochester, so that'll be good. In the meantime, you guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening, as always. If there's something you want us to talk about, let us know. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Bye.